Hello, everybody. I am Coach Shannon, so I'm going to change my name. So happy to be with you guys this morning. Hi, Beth. Good morning. Get everything set up for a few minutes. Make sure we're ready to get this call going. Soon, I will call Coach Heather up with me. I don't see her yet, so I'm waiting for Coach Heather to raise her hand. Good morning. Oh my gosh, we got somebody in the chat from Scotland. Amazing. I have no idea what time it is in Scotland. Here's Coach Heather. Let's bring her up. She is going to be in the chat today. Did I get you, Heather? Are you here? Yes. Okay. Got it. All right. And let me bring up the chat too, because I want to be able to hear what everybody's talking about today. And I'm just going to tell you guys, as usual, me and Heather have this same thing. I am very nervous. So it's okay, because in just a minute, we're going to do what I love to do when I start a call like this, is I love to actually, I'm just going to move this out of the way for a minute so that I can see the chat. And what I love to do is put my hand on my heart. My whole body is shaking right now, and that's okay, because that is part of showing up big for ourselves, right? And just meet you all where you are and meet myself where I am, wherever you are today, all is well. And Coach Heather's in the chat. She's going to be typing in all caps. Just so you'll know, it's her talking. And if you have any questions today, please, please put them in the Q&A so that we can get to them. And either Heather or I, probably Heather, will answer them, because we're going to be doing some coaching at the end. And I want to make sure that we get to all of you. And I love what someone says, you are among friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let's see. I want to make sure I got everything that I'm supposed to do. Oh, the chat. The closed captioning. Make sure we've got that. I think I've got that on. So if you want to enable that for yourself, then you can do that at the bottom of the screen. So, yeah, shops a lot. Absolutely. Technology is, it's what turns my neck red. So, all right. I think that I got all the technology for now anyway, out of the way. And what we're talking about today is how to lose the last 10 pounds. So if you are here because you are looking to work on those last 10 pounds, welcome. I also want to say to you, if you're not working on your last 10 pounds and you're here, that is okay too, because I feel like every single thing I came up with to say today is about meeting ourselves where we're at. And I think you're going to get a lot out of it too. However, we are going to save the coaching at the end for those of you who are working on your last 10 or so pounds, give or take. And so when I give you the cue, you can raise your hand. Don't raise your hand yet, but at the end, and I'm going to get to as many of you as I can. And we'll just see if we can try to help each other out. I am Coach Shannon. In case you don't know, I have been an OBS member since October of 2017 on my own weight loss journey and my own life journey even more so. I have been a coach for, I can't believe it, 4 years now. And I started this dream job here. It was something that I worked very hard to have do a lot of mind work to believe that I could get my dream job of being a coach for OBS. And I'm so happy to be here. I see private clients on the daily. I am in Ask Coaches, helping you guys in Facebook, just trying to help you guys meet you at, you know, wherever you're at. So I wanted to start today, but well, I'm going to tell you, this is what we're going to chat about. We're going to chat about the three things that you're going to need to get through those last 10 pounds. And I'm going to give you a secret. It's the three things you need for the first 10 pounds or the next 10 pounds. But before I do that, I wanted to share a little story with you. So when I found out that I was going to be leading this call, I literally laughed out loud. And my husband was like, what is happening? And I said, you're not going to believe it. I said, either the universe is playing a prank on me, or the universe is tapping me on the shoulder to say, now is the time. And so go back a little bit. In the fall, I had been maintaining with about 10 pounds to lose for 2 years. And it was actually Coach Heather who said to me, why don't you just lean into maintenance for a little while and just see how it feels there? So I decided to do that. And I could remember that week so clearly because we went out to dinner, we ordered the appetizers, we ordered the drinks, I had my meal, and then we ordered dessert. And I remember just, it was so easy. There was so much flow in that meal. I didn't get in my head about what I would order or if I would have a bite or not of dessert. I just went with the flow. And I walked out of that restaurant feeling a food freedom that I had never felt before. And it was literally the best feeling ever. And so fast forward to when, I forgot to add the important part, that the next week I literally lost 2 pounds. I had literally been in maintenance at a certain point for about, not sure what happened. It checked my password or something. So hopefully it's okay. And we're all back. Heather, are we good? Just making sure that I am here. Okay, good. I'd literally been sitting at the same weight forever and I lost 2 pounds. And I know for 100% it was because I showed up with a different mindset and I showed up with a different energy. And I trusted myself to make choices at that dinner like I had never trusted myself before. Fast forward to when I found out I was going to be giving this talk and I really got in my head. I thought, who the hell am I to teach anyone how to lose their last 10 pounds? Judgment, probably shame, probably all the things first came along for the ride with me. And I got really in my head and I started to put weight on. And I have gained 7 pounds since January. So I am in the process of going back down and of trusting myself again, because when we stop trusting ourselves, then we go into panic and we don't show up for ourselves. So I want you to put in the chat, what is the main thing you are thinking right now about your last 10 pounds? Because this is about the mindset that we're going to bring to losing this last 10 pounds. This is the first thing that we have to have. And I see I'll never get there. It should not be this hard. They're vexing me. Can't do it without counting points. Do I really want it? Can't read it this fast. It's going to be so hard. It's going to go so slow. Here I go again. I've had all of those. I bet everyone here can say, I've had all of those. So what I want you to do this week is I want you to take whatever that main thought is, and maybe there's a couple, and I want you to use our 4 N's process with that thought. And I want you to start meeting yourself where you are without judgment and figure out what that thought is about. Because losing the last 10 pounds, here's what it's about. It's about facing yourself where you're at in your life and not using food anymore to cope. So it's the last few places that we're holding on to coping with food. Whatever that thought is what's going to give you the fuel or no fuel, the emotion that you're going to bring to the table to losing the last 10 pounds. And that's the second thing, is that emotion and that feeling that you bring to the table. I feel like when I was trying to lose my 10 pounds before I decided I'd stay in maintenance for a while, that I had been kind of in this dance with those 10 pounds. Like I was in a boxing arena, honestly. And when this thought came back of like, who am I to teach this? And the judgment, I feel like I got back in that boxing arena and had a really close friend of mine say to me, don't panic. Because I was literally panicking. And here's the thing. If you start to panic and you get in the energy of panic and judgment, you're not going to lose it. But if you can stay in the energy of curiosity, then an overeat is just an overeat. But if you get in the energy and the emotion of judgment and shame, an overeat or an off-plan eat becomes this downward spiral. And that's where self-sabotage comes from, is it comes from the judgment of ourselves, the judgment of the mistakes that we are going to make. And I know for myself, and I know you've heard Corinne, and I know for Coach Heather, when we are trying to be in a perfect and perfectionistic mindset and thinking we got to reach 100 of eating on plan, it will never happen. We are never getting to 100%. We are never getting to perfect. We are only rising up to meet ourselves in our mistakes every single day and figuring it out from there. The last thing that you're going to have, oh, and I wanted to add one more thing, and that is this idea of patience and consistency for yourself. It's what Corinne calls the fifth basic, and there is a link we're going to put in the notes. Patience and consistency is a fifth basic, and let me tell you, that is one of my favorite, if you haven't listened to it, that's one of my favorite lessons that we have, because when you are patient with yourself and kind, just like you are with your every other person in your life, you will show up in a different way. And it will stop being about the last 10 pounds, and it will be more about who you become in the process of those last 10 pounds, or the first 10 pounds, or the middle 10 pounds, whichever one you're working on. So, and the last thing is this idea of actions and habits. So if you've been listening, we have to take ourselves through the thoughts that we have, which lead to our emotions. Those emotions either fuel our actions or they stop us in our tracks. And I want to tell you about my coffee story. So for 3 years now, I've been trying to drink my coffee without cream. And some of you know, if you've been on some of the other calls we've done, that I started with the smallest amount. Like, I'm serious, a fourth of a tablespoon of cream I was leaving out of my coffee because I did not want to taste the difference. And it worked, because guess what? My habit brain didn't even know it was happening. And so then I went down to a half of a tablespoon. And then now, my last thing was a tablespoon. And about 3 weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to try black coffee just for the first cup. And the reason I was doing that is not out of restriction. It was from this place of dairy doesn't make me feel good. And the more I eat, the less I feel good. I've done it with ice cream, going from a huge ice cream to a very small one. And I did not do that from deprivation. I did it from care for myself, because with that triple scoop, I also got a scoop of crap in the way my body felt. So I had done it there. And I just finally was like, you know what? I think I can have black coffee. And so I have been drinking my first cup of coffee black for about 3 weeks now. And I allow myself to have my second cup with my cream, and I really look forward to it. Who knows if I'll ever go to having all black coffee. I don't have to decide that today, but I love something that I heard MJ say the other day. The person that loses the first pound is a very different person than the one that loses the 50th pound or the 100th pound. You are changing as you go. If you had asked me 3 years ago if I would be drinking black coffee, I would have said, hell no, I do not like black coffee. I had tried it many times. It did not stick. And now I just do it. There's like no drama. I don't know what happened, but it just happened. It just wasn't a big deal anymore. The way I felt, I think this is a big thing. The way I felt became more important to me than that cream in the coffee. And that is one way you can really honor yourself in this journey in the last 10 pounds, is by asking yourself, what can I do to feel better, to have more fun with this? Gamify it, as Corinne often says. So I do want to finish off with some tips for you, just a couple of things that have helped me. I think the biggest thing when we're looking at these last 10 pounds is like cleaning up your habits. We get a little sloppy. I want you to know your habit brain is like a rubber band. It is always going to bounce right back to old habits. Brain calls it the old filing cabinet. We got to reboot, reset constantly. And that's okay. It gets easier and easier to do that. But when I have my judgment thought come in, I immediately went back to a little overeating, a couple of bites here, a couple of bites there, just little things, nothing big. And it was me using food to cope just a little bit still. So, also one another thing you can do is to, if you got your 64 ounces of water on lock, try increasing your water just a little bit, like 4 to 6, 8 ounces a day. See if that starts to shift like your feelings of satisfied. When we get closer to the end, sometimes we're really still in that place of like our body's feeling dehydrated. We're not eating as much food. So sometimes we look at the plate and we judge that and we think, you know, how can that much food sustain me? But that much food, look at it like this. It's enough for my body. And then let's see, waiting a little longer to eat. So we just recently did the on the clock method. So like that first thought of like, I think I'm hungry. Check it out. Like it might be physical. It also might be emotional. And anytime we're eating, when we're not physically hungry, it is an emotional eat. So if you can get in there and think, why don't I want to eat right now? Then you can get clear about it. And you can realize, just as Brent always says, I can feel any emotion. There's nothing too big for me to feel right now. And you always get the choice too. You can always eat. And I was just looking in the chat with Robin, who said, if I can't enjoy my coffee with whipped cream, then I don't want any. And that's exactly how I felt. And you never have to drink your coffee without cream. That was just something that helped me, because I feel bad with too much dairy. And so it was just a way to feel a little bit better in my body. But yeah, this is about figuring out what works for you. And then the other thing I really enjoy is that halftime method. Like, so that is just where we prepare our plate. We can do an imaginary line down the middle. You can make a real line with your knife. I had a client this week who told me of a great way she's trying it. I love this. She left half her meal in the pan on the stove, brought the rest to the table, and then could be more mindful with it because it was kind of out of sight, out of mind. A lot of us, if we have that kind of clean plate mentality, this can work really well because you don't see what you're leaving on the plate. And then my last tip is this idea of closing the kitchen. Like, pick a time when you're going to be done for the evening, when you're going to cue your brain that I'm done eating for the evening. I love the yogi teas. I've mentioned this before and I'll mention them again. Like, I love using yogi tea. They come with a little message and I always think that's fun. And my favorite is for evening is the nighttime soothing caramel, and it has no caffeine in it. So that's good. You do have to be careful because some of their teas have caffeine. So you probably don't want to be drinking a lot of caffeine in the evening. They have another bedtime tea. And then my favorite for the day, which I'm actually drinking right now, is the Kava stress tea. And so when I'm feeling stressed, I love that tea. So, all right. I don't know if there's any questions. So let's see. I'll leave that in there. But what we're talking about, this idea of emotional eating. And that is where you just start to really ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What's going on? I love this question of why do I want to eat right now? What is it about eating right now that makes me think I'm going to feel better? And what is it I'm trying to avoid right now? So I'm ready to do some coaching. And so if you want to be coached, raise your hand and I will pull you up. So I have Michelle. So I'm going to bring Michelle up, hopefully. We practiced this last night. I'm trying not to get in my head about it. There we go. I'm going to promote you to panelist, Michelle. Here you come. Anyone else that wants to be coached today, please feel free to raise your hand and we'll get ready. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Oh, good. I can hear you.
Good.
How are you today?
Good.
So tell us what's going on for you.
Hey, so I, after hearing your story, I'm like, oh, okay. So I have just been kind of stuck at the last 10 pounds. So I was losing, like, and it was fun and I was having a great time. And then I got to the last 10 pounds and it just stopped. So it's not been slow or anything. It just, it was down like 2 pounds a week and then just stopped. And I have been trying just to get past that and I'm just kind of stuck. And that's been for about a month and a half. So I feel bad now because I was like, you've been stuck there for like you had
that. I know you feel better, right? Isn't it funny when we shift perspective? It's like, oh.
Yeah. Here I've been thinking, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm being so patient right now. And so I can see that, you know, it could be a longer thing, you know, as well. And but I guess I've been trying to figure out just kind of where to go from here, I guess, is as far as like behaviors and things go, I will kind of get back to that bottom of that. I kind of have been popping up and down, 3 to 5 pounds as I'm trying to get down below that last 10, like get back into the last 10 here. And I will get close to starting to go down again. And then like, I'll just have kind of an overeat, like where it just, like everything will be going well. And then, I will just start, I just have an overeat over and over again. And so, and it doesn't seem to be tied to any sort of strong emotion. It just, So anyway, I'm kind of stuck. So I guess that's why I'm coming in to be coached. I tried doing some ask coaching stuff, but I can't seem to figure out what's going on with me. So,
yeah. So what would you say, just to get started, like, is your main thought that you're thinking about these last 10 pounds?
Sorry, I don't know that I've thought about it. Let's see. Mostly I want it, I think is what I like. I want this kind of thing. That's come into my head first thought.
Okay. So let me ask you this. When you think I want it, what kind of energy do you feel in your body with that sentence?
Excitement or drive.
Okay. Is it always excitement and drive from that thought? Do you think there's anything else that ever comes up?
No, not just off the bat. Maybe if it was asked slightly different or something.
Yeah. So I'm just curious if from I want it kind of puts you again, like kind of what I was talking about that panicky, I have to get it. I'm thinking of like today, my daughter has her first track meet for college. And I'm thinking about her energy on the track of just like wanting to get to the finish line, wanting to be there, wanting it to be over, wanting to be done. And so I don't know if any of that's coming up for you, but if there's any of that kind of energy that I can totally see where it could keep you in kind of a loop of the you're going good, you have an overeat, and then it's right there. If you can find what thought's coming in when you have that overeat, it's like, if it's a thought of here we go again, I can't believe I did this again. So if that judgment comes in, then that's where I want you to work on getting very curious. Because like I was saying, it's like when we have an overeat, if we just have an overeat and we're like, oh, I did it, that happened again. That's a habit thing my brain does. And we calm ourselves down and we just get curious about, I wonder what that was about. And that is where I was talking about. We use food to cope with something, right? And it may not be a big deal. It may just be a habit of like, I like the way it tastes, or I don't want to be done. I know for me, something that's been coming up is my husband and I were empty nesters now. Suddenly, all three of our kids left. And I don't want the meal to be over because I'm kind of like, what the hell are we supposed to do now? You know, like, what do we do now? But it's just getting very curious about when you have an overeat and allowing yourself to stay in the curiosity versus judging it or thinking this is going to stop my weight loss. You know, is any of that resonating?
Yeah. Do you have a way to make the thought loud? So I've been trying just to find that thought, mm-hmm. like what that's kind of creating it. And is there a way to make it louder so that you can, when you're finding you're struggling to find the thought, mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts on how to make that thought a little louder or to pinpoint it? Cause it, I think part of the issue.
You're struggling to find the thought when you have an overeat.
Yeah. So like yesterday I had an overeat kind of thing. I had planned my meals. I was sitting down to eat. I had some salad. Then I like from a restaurant leftover kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I usually have about half of this. So I put that on my plate and then I had more and then I had the rest of the box. And then I went to the pantry and then I started like, I go into kind of a hunting mode. Like at that point, and then it's just finding whatever's in the pantry and then eating that and then going like finding something else and just kind of that, almost like kind of going offline, but into like this hunting mode. And I just kind of keep eating. And that's kind of been the behavior. And I don't like in the moment I was eating my salad, so I don't even know why that would have bothered, mm-hmm. I was eating. So yeah.
So I think what's happening, I think a really great question right here is what is it, because you're talking about this hunting mode, right? Which mm-hmm. What I want to point out here is like that hunting mode is so in there and in our inner being, right? In our inner cells. I don't know how to exactly say it, but it's like, it comes from our primitive brain. Of like being on the hunt. And we think about like the primitive person out there on the hunt. I mean, they could barely find a berry, right? They could barely find something that they needed to sustain them for the day. While we have pantries full of food and cabinets full of food, right? So we're still in hunter's brain. We have all the food around us, but there's still something. This is my favorite question. What do I really need right now? And if you can even just sometimes right there is where the thought, or you might not even come up with a thought, but it might calm you down enough to know that it's not food I really need, but there is something I need. And what is it?
Okay. That happened yesterday. And okay. Thank you for helping me. and it was, you're thirsty was what came up. Okay. And so then I drank a bunch of water, but then I had already overeaten. And then I think I started to judge it. So I think, and I was like, what the heck? Like, so mm-hmm. then I was like, what was that? And then, so I gave myself the water, but then I think there was judgment for the fact that it took me a minute. Like it took me all of that eating mm-hmm. to figure out that I was thirsty. Was frustrating and disappointing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's exactly what I was saying that happens. When you judge yourself, then you you've had the overeat. There's nothing we can do to take an overeat away, right? Yeah. If we stay curious about it and we stay in that, what was it I actually needed? What was happening when I was up and hunting the pantry and, you know, looking for something else when I already had food here? And then you came to, okay, it was water. So you judged yourself for needing that space. which is such a normal thing, right? For us to need to be able to put some pause in between the food and our thoughts.
Okay.
So if you can just stay, you know, every time you have an overeat, and I say it like that because it's going to keep happening. You know, Corinne talks about 15 years later, she's still having overeats. I've also heard her say she learns the most from her overeats, right? If we allow that, we allow ourselves to figure out what is it I really need right now. And then accepting that and like sitting with any other feelings that come up and knowing that we can deal with any feeling that comes up. There's nothing too big.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Anything else?
That's all. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Go watch that patience and consistency if you have not video. I tell a lot of my clients, you need that video on repeat. Yeah. All right. So good to meet you. Let me see if I can figure out how to bring you down. Okay, let's see. I hope I didn't like completely get rid of Michelle. I hope you're still here. Michelle. Anyone else? I don't see any other hands raised. I thought I had seen one more. So anyone else want to come on stage and start talking? Getting coached? Let's see. We still have 30 minutes. So I hope so, because I don't know what else we're going to talk about if you don't. Love to help you. So, oh, good. I got one. KB and Veronica. Awesome. Okay. Let me get KB up. Such a hard time. Okay. Oh, good. There you come. Look, it's my mouse. Hi. See, can you unmute yourself?
Yeah, you'd think after 2 years of Zoom meetings, we would have that down.
Well, we get stage fright, right? I do.
Yeah, just forget to hit the button. So, okay. Guess one thing, I'm in the last 20 pounds.
Okay.
So I guess I know this is the last 10 pound call, but nobody was raising their hand, so I gave it a try.
Okay.
But I thought I could use this for figuring out maybe some techniques for the next 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ran through the 4 Ns, at the beginning you had said, hey, what do you think about the last 10 pounds? And I changed it to say, what do I think about the next 10 pounds?
Okay.
And I'd say I've been kind of over the last year or so, it's kind of like I'm thinking, you know, it's a similar pattern that everybody has. Well, a lot of people have say, well, you go up and down, I think 5 pounds
mm-hmm.
for like a year. And when I was thinking about one thing that kind of comes up to me when I think about the next 10 pounds is I got to get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like how I motivate myself in other areas of my life.
Yeah.
And it's worked in those other areas. I've got my shit together and I achieved what I expected or, you know, what I wanted. But with weight loss, it's not working quite the same. So yeah. I'm thinking I just need to reorganize that thought. Because when I ran through the 4 Ns, that was one of the things that, you know, it said that, you know, in other parts of my life, that has been effective in motivating me and kind of like gets my adrenaline up. I think like the last person I mentioned, you get that excitement, you get that spike.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you see that finish line, I don't feel necessarily anxiety. I feel like, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting that. But
yeah.
With weight loss, I just like, you know, it just, there's been too many failures for me not to have out.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is like this thought works for you in other areas of your life, And so it makes sense that you would try to use it to lose weight. But when you use it for trying to lose weight, it creates, again, I'm going to keep coming back to my panic word, because I think it's such the right word, that that kind of the energy that gets created in our bodies when we're putting the pressure of the last 20 pounds, the last 10 pounds, like I just got to get it gone. And our idea is that once I get there, it's all going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And I can stop thinking about this, right?
But what? Quite the opposite.
Okay.
For me, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I've been there before. And then when I got there, I didn't have my, you know, you think your body's going to look the way it did when you're 20 something.
Yeah.
And before the kids, you think, okay, I'll just get back to the weight, you know, the pre-kid weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had gotten there and, you know, it's true. You've got that, you know, stretch marks on your stomach. You never stomach that doesn't really go back to where it was before.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I was disappointed with the results.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was like, well, you know, I got to where I wanted. It's like almost you got dreaming of this vacation and you get there and there's like container ports everywhere and it's awful Airbnb.
That's a good way to put it, you right? Know?
Yes. Yeah, it's almost, and so then I gained the weight back because I was like, well, I might as well eat, drink, and be merry and, you know, live the life like Greek god Dionysus rather than.
So tell me,
it didn't work in other ways. So, but okay.
So tell me this. So why are you working on the last 20 pounds again?
I did not. The higher weight came with other, I wound up gaining back the weight and then more. And then when I gained back more weight, I had like joint pain. I couldn't move like I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I do like exercise. You know, my feet were hurting. And I was like, no, I don't want to live like that. And I don't want to get back to my pre-baby weight. That's one of the things. My maintenance weight is not my pre-baby weight. That one, I didn't, it's almost like what Corinne had mentioned. Okay, yeah, she got to this weight. She didn't like living like that. And it just wasn't, it didn't make sense for my age now, or the lifestyle I live now.
Yeah.
But the one that I am getting to, I think is more, a weight that I felt comfortable in my body. So it's kind of funny that the weight I'm trying to get to is the weight I started at, you know, when I was like decided to lose a bunch of weight. And I thought, okay, I'm actually prefer that weight. I can move the way I want to. I can find myself like enjoying life and food. And then also I'm pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I also got to get the next 20 pounds off from my doctor as well to bring my A1C down.
Yeah. So what I
see as well now.
Yeah. What I see is like this beautiful full circle picture, right? You got to this weight. It wasn't the vacation, the resort that you thought you were going to get to.
Yeah.
And yet now you're coming full circle. It's not about being perfect at that weight. It's not necessarily even about the weight. It's about who you are at that weight. It's about you living a life that you feel better in your body. You feel better physically. You feel better with your health. And so,
yeah, it's almost like being, sometimes they talk about home base. It's like being at home, but it'll be like a nice vacation home by the water.
Yeah, right? I love that. Like, oh my gosh, that's such a good way to think about this. Like, we always want to go on vacation and you know, be somewhere else and do something else. And then if we truly make our homes, you know, inviting and our places, then we want to be there. That's where we want to be. And I think this comes back to that idea of loving ourselves all the way through the process with what we're telling ourselves. And when you are telling yourself, I got to get my shit together, that feels kind of harsh, right? It feels kind of punitive. It feels like a kick in the ass, right? And sometimes we do need a little kick in the ass, but we need that kick in the ass out of love. Versus out of like judgment and shame.
And yeah, so, like I would never tell my daughter that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, or my son.
I love that.
Different.
Yeah. Exactly. And I love that you came to this idea of like, no wonder I use this thought with myself, because I use it in other areas of my life, and it has helped me be successful. It has helped me get to where I want to get. It's not the thought I want to use for weight loss. So it's like, I want to lose these 20 pounds. That's your neutralize. That's your fact. We've talked about the whys. And so do you have an idea of like what your next best thought will be that will can help fuel you, and I can help you too, to do the things to get you to the 20 pounds?
Well, what I wrote down was, I want to clean up my habit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about, because you mentioned that was one of the things that, you know, getting to that next one, you know, look at your habits and clean them up. And then I thought, maybe organizing my habits, cleaning up is, you know, something that you do. I wouldn't say that I'm one of those folks that, ooh, I dream of, you know, scrubbing mm-hmm. the floor.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the best one to say, okay, I want to clean up my habits, meaning from the thought, this is something I do. I don't know if I necessarily enjoy it much, but it gets me the result I want, a clean home, versus organizing. I like organizing, something that I do organizing out of fun. I like to organize closet, mm-hmm. like to be pretty different, everything looks different.
Yeah, again, it's
like, something that's more, what's the word I'm looking for, more forward thinking.
Mm-hmm. So that's your action, right? Cleaning up the habits. So how do you have to feel to be able to do that? I think about, like, I used to get so frustrated with the laundry when I had three kids at home. It was like, it was never done. And that was my thought. It's never done. It's never done. And then I realized laundry's never getting done. But if I decide that I'm going to do two loads today, then it's done. Right. And I do two loads, it's done. So it's like thinking of the smallest shifts you can make to your days that makes it feel easy and doable.
The laundry analogy is hilarious because I hate doing laundry.
Right.
And I've got like three loads like, waiting for me.
Yeah. But when you keep it on lock, you kind of keep it going. It's not that big a deal. It's when we get in our heads about it and it's like, this is so hard. There's too much of it. There's too much to do. But we're like, what? I love that thought, the two thoughts. Can I just, and what's my next best decision? Can be game changers in what you do for yourself for these next 20 pounds. And like,
so what are some ways you organize your habits, I guess, or you clean them up? Like, who are, mm-hmm. like, what were three habits that I'm just trying to think about examples to look at or how to go through. I use a digital habit tracker. And so how do you assess which habits to clean up, like other steps?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always start with water because I think water kind of like, it's kind of like that minimum baseline. That's kind of the easiest thing to clean up. Like, so if you've got your, do you have your water on lock at least 64 ounces?
Oh yeah. I'm at 96. And so okay. One thing I was thinking when you mentioned about the water, I was going to add, I was going to go up to 100.
Yeah. And then, you know, the thing that's going to make the biggest difference for your weight loss is checking in with those hunger cues, stopping at enough and waiting for hunger. The easiest place to start is that waiting for hunger. So at the first sign, you wait for 15 minutes and always, you know, do something else. And I love, this is a great place that of where you're like, what am I really feeling right now? You know, to figure out, is it really physical hunger or is it more that emotional hunger? You know, I'm just eating because I always eat at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever time it is, or it, you know, because something else is happening. Or because I'm having a thought of like, I don't want to do what I'm having to do at work right now. You know, it's really hard. I need something to change my focus. Eating would be fun. Brain loves that one, right? So waiting for hunger first, start practicing that, and then work on leaving those two bites behind or using the halftime method. But again, the overall thing here is coming up with a thought instead of, I got to get my shit together. I like this one. I'm figuring out how to lose the last 20 pounds the way I want to live my life forever. How does that resonate with you?
Uh, Yeah, I mean, I like the idea that I could figure it. I could figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I could figure this out. Yeah, I could figure it out.
Yeah. And if you get stuck, please use us and ask coaches, because this is a great place to be like, you know what? Here's my data. Help me figure out, you know, which one, where can I up level a little bit?
It's I have a question about that for our coaches.
Yeah.
I think they mentioned saying that you could upload your plans or things like that. And I couldn't quite figure out, is that like a tech thing? Is it possible to upload? I'm a digital diva. So do you, or do you have to retype everything into the little box?
Heather might have an idea. Heather's really good at this stuff, but I mean, the easiest thing you could do would be to take a picture of your plan and then just put that in there, or, you know, copy and paste.
Oh, you can do it. You can copy and paste screenshots in there.
So Heather's answering that right now.
Oh no, you have to type everything in. Okay. All right.
Oh, no screenshots. Right. Okay. That's not exactly what I meant anyway. I just meant like copy and paste. Right. So like wherever copy and paste might work.
All right.
So. But yeah, definitely do that. Work on that, coming up with your best thought of like, instead of I got to get my shit together, like what feels really good in your body, because that energy is what's going to fuel you to take the actions toward the 20 pounds. Okay. Right,
thanks. I want to say shout out to Myra, my accountability partner.
Oh. She just
Sarah
said,
Anna, she's on too.
Awesome.
Stephanie's AG's in the house. All right.
Right. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Shannon. Right.
You are welcome. Thank you for showing up.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
How do I get out?
Let's see, I think I just did it. There we go. I'm afraid I removed Michelle. And if I did, I am so sorry. So let's see. I think we have a couple more hands here. Ellie, I will bring you up. And then Rachel, I think we have time to get to both of you, hopefully. Hi, Ellie.
Can you see me?
I can see you. Your screen is sideways. I don't know. There we go. Now you're right.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So my question is, I am working on re-losing the last 10, 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. A year ago, I was in the range that I wanted to be. And like, I just keep trying to do those same things. And I know I'm a year older, but just the data is not making sense.
Okay.
I have my journals from last February,
mm-hmm.
and my planner, and like, I can literally transport back to that day. Like, okay, yeah, I know what I did on this day. Mm-hmm. I know what I was feeling. Like, I do great assessments and stuff. But it's just the amount of food that I was eating a year ago was resulting in a weight. And the amount of food that I'm eating now is resulting in a much higher weight. Well, 15 okay. pounds higher. So that's my issue that I am dealing with right now. I know the past doesn't predict our future, but I feel like the data should help me.
And so tell me how you're feeling about that whole situation. Tell me what you're
I'm trying to be curious, okay. but I'm getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. That it's not making sense. I feel like I'm making better food choices. Like for the month of January, I was eating, you know, the same breakfast every day. And mm-hmm. I was trying to just really limit my grab assing that I was doing. And it goes down a little bit, and then I have one grab ass of something, and it just seems like the results are just way different than they were a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes our bodies don't make sense. Like right now I'm in full on perimenopause. A lot of things are happening. And I've been in that mode of like, holy shit, is this the 7 pounds? Like, is this what's going to happen? And when I'm in that energy, I just stop. Right. I'm like, what? It doesn't matter. I'm just right. That panic again. And that's where my friend was like, all right, let's don't panic. How do we stay curious? Sometimes our bodies don't make sense. So how do we figure this out? And that's getting to What have you tried that's different from what you were doing last year? Anything that you are trying, or are you just kind of stuck in this? This should work because this worked last year.
Yeah, I try like the halftime. I work with a health coach at work also. And so I even bought like a digital scale, like, okay, this is how many ounces of food I'm eating, just to see, like, to get really good data to bring back to her next week. And like we had enchiladas one night for supper, and I had packed up my lunch for the next day, and I got up the next morning, like, that's heavy. And so I was like, oh, halftime method. So I chopped it in half and it was fine. So, I mean, I'm doing the things, I'm waiting for hunger. I did think yesterday, I had a thought that I'm setting my expectations too high to not have a snack. Like, I get off work at 3 o'clock. So waiting from lunch until supper time and not having anything, like, maybe that's too high of an expectation. Like, sometimes I get kind of hungry, but I just white knuckle it until supper time. So yesterday I brought a banana to have at work before I left, because if I come home and have a snack, then I have a little of this and a little of that and a little of that and a little of that. But then it kind of backfired on, well, my thought is that it backfired on me yesterday, because then when I got home, I'm like, well, I've already had a snack. I'll have a little bit more and a little bit more. And
yeah.
Just like that. So, but that was day one of trying that. So.
Right. That's what I was going to come back to. I was going to ask you this question of, like, trying the halftime method. Like, how many times did you try it? Was it like once or twice? And then, you know, because some of those things, our bodies really have to have a moment to adjust. So I'd say whatever tool you pick, at least do it for a week and see if you get a result. That would be my first suggestion. And then as far as like, would you say your meals are lasting you like that 3 or 4 hours? So say lunch, are you expecting that? Is that like 3 or 4 hours until dinner, or is it longer?
It's long. I eat lunch at 11:30. So and we don't eat supper until 6. So that was too high of an expectation. I mean, I was drinking like bubbly water or something to try, but then like by the time 6 o'clock rolls around, I'm snacking as I'm making supper because I'd waited too long. So.
Yeah. And one thing you could try right there is adding more protein or a healthy fat, just adding more of it to lunch to see if you can extend and not have to have the snack. Or just plan for the snack, you know, and see which one works. So this really is about getting into that space of curiosity, because it feels like to me, you're kind of coming from this graspy, oh shit, this should work because I'm looking back at my old planners and it worked last year and I must be doing something wrong, which is so much judgment on ourselves, which creates that spiral downward. So I would pick one thing this week and, you know, like pick one focus also. It's like, I'm either going to focus on waiting a little longer for this meal, or I'm going to focus on, you know, the snack. So instead of like a little here, a little there, kind of picking and choosing, like, let's focus on one thing and see if you get the result that you want. And it might take 2 weeks of that same thing and just see like what happens.
Right.
Have you ever taken the Regain Solution course?
I did.
Okay.
I've done that. And I mean, I'm trying to be more of the intuitive eater, where I'm eating, you know. So one of the things I had written in to ask coaches, and it was, so the things that I did to get to maintenance, once I got to maintenance, I was like, oh, I don't have to do those now. Like, I don't have to have a half a sandwich because I'm in maintenance. I can have a little bit more. Well, then it just kind of kept bumping up. But then the things that I did that whole time I was in maintenance, like, they don't quickly come off anymore. I'm like, that damn year of age.
Who knows what happened in that year? But I really do think it's probably more about your mindset right now and more of the energy that you're bringing into your day, of whether or not like you're kind of in that graspy. It does sound like you are using some curiosity. So I'd say stay in that energy, keep trying some things. One thing I was going to ask you is, like, you said something about having breakfast, the same breakfast every day. Do you always have it at the same time? Do you get curious about waiting a little longer for breakfast?
No, I wait. It varies. So okay. I make like a coffee when I get up that has like the collagen creamer and MCT stuff. And so that's, I have that when I first get to work. But then I wait until like my stomach growls, and then I have just a small breakfast, because since I eat lunch at 11:30, like I know I don't need a huge breakfast to get me. I just need something to tie me over. Mm-hmm. So I was just having like two dates and like a spoonful of peanut butter with them, mm-hmm. just to get me through until lunchtime. But that would vary. I would have it. I mean, sometimes my stomach growled at 8:30. Sometimes it was closer to 10. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. And it's just trying to figure out how you can kind of connect those meals a little closer, like without the snacks, without the extra stuff in between there. So like, I would just say, stay very curious, keep trying.
Well, and that's why I thought if I took something to work, then I'm limited. Like, hey, that's all that I can have. Like, I can't go graze the cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes my stomach is growling at 3:30. So yeah. I am legitimately hungry. I'm not doing it. When I first started, I was definitely doing it just out of habit. It was, hey, it's an after school snack. Like,
yes, that was the spiral. So. Especially yeah. if you have kids like me that would come home from school at 3:00. It doesn't matter. That bell goes off. It's like, it's time to have a snack.
And I work in a factory. So there's literally bells that go off all the time.
Time to eat. So yeah. So one thing you might try is like, so you have your coffee, and then instead of having that small breakfast, like see if there's something else you could do. Maybe, you know, go for a walk, do something to kind of release some the stress that you may be feeling at that moment. Like just try something right there, and maybe try something with your snack in the afternoon. Because I think when we get to maintenance, we should kind of be at this place where our meals should be able to hold us. We really shouldn't need a lot of in-between snacking. And so I would say, get curious about that, like adding a little bit more fat to your coffee, or less on that end and more fat, healthy fats, protein at the lunch. So, and feel free to please come bring extra stuff into the Ask Coaches, and we'll see what we can do to help you with it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay. So we have about 3 minutes. So I am going to bring Rachel up, but we're going to go fast. We might go over just a couple of minutes, but we'll get it done. Hello. Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hi.
For a couple of minutes, but let's see what we can do.
Okay. Awesome. So I'll give you just a little bit of background. I'm actually fairly new to No BS. I joined January of this year, and I have lost, at this point, I'm down 135 pounds. I've lost 7 since joining No BS. And I've done that all through very restrictive diet plans, through meal shakes and packaged meal foods and, you know, all of that kind of thing with a very regimented food plan. Mm-hmm. And the last 6 months, I hadn't lost much of anything. And that's when I stumbled upon Corinne's podcast and I started listening. And I think what drove me to No BS was fear, you know, fear about weight gain and how I had done all of my weight loss in a way that's really not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And so I think when I think about my last 10 pounds, which it blows my mind to say that, you know, once I'm met my goal, I've lost more weight than I'll actually weigh, which is mm-hmm. crazy, but I have so much fear about the weight gain and how do I kind of overcome that? And part of being a newer member, you know, you see a lot of people who have been in No BS for a long time and they're still struggling or they're gaining weight. And part of me is my mindset right now is how do I wrap my head around that and change my thought process? So as I get these last 10 pounds off, which I know I can do with this program, how do I be confident that this is going to be a life change for me?
Yeah. First of all, congratulations, because no matter how you put it, that's an amazing accomplishment. And I think that best thing you can remember as you come into this program is that it is going to be about what you're telling yourself about the last 10 pounds and about your ability to sustain your weight. So, you know, we teach here, like your thoughts create those emotions And so if you're constantly in that fear state, which is so human, right? It's just our normal place. Our normal brain goes back to that, the self-sabotage place. That's a very primitive part of our brain. So while you're here, what I would say to you is like, just lean into believing that this is possible for you, and that, because just the fact that you're here and you're open to knowing that this is the way you lost it all is not how you want to sustain it, is such a good thing, you know, for you to have. And so like a trait for you to have about yourself. And so I would say, when you start to feel that fear, ask yourself, what's this coming from? What's it about? Why is it coming up? And that's where, if you can tune into that patience and that just the next best choice, that you're just going to keep moving along in the journey. Yeah. And yeah. For all of you out there that are working on the last 10 pounds, I think the maintenance course can be really helpful as far as, because it's about shifting your identity from someone who's losing the weight to someone who is maintaining your weight. And so a lot of people think, when should I take that? Exactly when I've lost all my weight. And I don't think so. I think it's awesome. I mean, you can do it whenever, but I think it's really good to take it right here around your lap, you know, when you're looking at those last 10 pounds, because it helps you start to shift into that identity of someone who has lost the weight and who plans to maintain this weight for the rest of your life in a way that's sustainable to you. We talk a lot in that course about goal life versus goal weight. And it's like having those two match up. You know, it's our happy weight. It's not what society tells us we should be at, or what I've always thought I should be at. It's where does this feel easy? Where does this feel, you know, like less of a, where there's less fear, really, and more patience and joy and fun in the whole process. So
that's absolutely.
Yeah. And please come to Ask Coaches. Being new and at this spot, working on your last 10 pounds, you know, there probably are going to be a lot of thoughts that come up, a lot of fear, a lot of light. So yeah, use us over there. And I would say too, reach out in the Facebook group as well.
Absolutely. And the maintenance, did somebody post the link for that then? Did I miss that for the maintenance course?
Let's see. Heather might do, we can put that in our notes okay. as well. But yeah, it's, you're going to love it.
Cause I think that's probably where I'm at right now, is how to shift. Yeah. I've spent decades focusing on weight loss. Like, now, how do you actually start to focus on moving over into, this needs to be where I stay forever. I don't want to yo-yo again, you know? And a lot of times when I've lost, you end up going off of that, whatever that plan is. And then you're right back to where you were before. And if not, worse off. And I want this time to be different. I feel like this program can help me do that.
Yes. And that's the big part of it, is like, you are truly someone different than you were 135 pounds ago,
or yeah.
145 pounds, you're somebody different now. So, and we lose that kind of identity of somebody who's always trying to lose the next few pounds. It's a big change.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that'll be really great for you. And trust yourself. That's what I would say too. Someone just said that. It's about learning how to trust yourself, that you got yourself to this place, and that you can get yourself to the next.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you.
Welcome. All right. We are out of time, and I have appreciated so much being here with you today. And I'm on this journey with you. I am working on my last 10 pounds forever. And here's the thing, guys, we are closer to that than we've ever been before. We just have to trust ourselves that we can do this. And when we get scared and we get impatient with ourselves and we get panicky, that's the biggest thing. Put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, what do I need right now? What do I really need right now? Because if you're not physically hungry, it's not food, but you do need something. So thank you, Coach Heather, for helping me out. If your question did not get answered, please bring them to Ask Coaches. We will be happy to help you there. And I hope you all have a really great day. All right. Bye, everyone.